What's the overriding feeling after that, Hayden?
Probably one we let it go. Crappy start from us, especially coming away to a cauldron like this. We expected to be better, and just a few, you know, mistakes, system errors let us down.
Leo spoke yesterday in the press conference about getting the basics right, and I suppose one of those things is getting the line out right, which really malfunctioned in that first half.
Yeah, we, like, nail on the head, we didn't get it right, and we paid for it. Like, 14 points down, you can't play a Champions Cup semi-final away 14 points down. No.
Do you think, even though you did get close in that second half, do you think just that opening 15 minutes really was the winning of the match in the end?
Ultimately, yeah. But, I mean, a couple of decisions down the stretch. When we have momentum, that probably helps that. If we score that try, it's a whole different ball game. We're on the front foot. Their heads are down. But, like, if we're going to analyse it like that, just, yeah, 14 points is too much to call back from, yeah.
And watching young Ringrose streak away like that for that try in the second half, that must have been a kind of a lift to the team watching him.
We believe in what we do. We believe in who we have. We believe in each other. And when Ringer scores that, everybody gets a lift. No matter, like, whether it's a player on the field, on the bench, coaches. You know, we believe we can come back from that. I go back to the... You could do two things. You could, you know, dwell in the past about what happened in the first 20 minutes, or you could let Ringer score that. Johnny kicks a brilliant penalty from the sideline, and we use that momentum to get better. And, you know, it's a different ball game, but bloody rugby, man. That's why we play it.
Is there enough momentum now to take it to a trophy by winning the Pro 12?
We still got to work. Like, it's not done and dusted. You know, we were really hoping to move forward in this competition, but now our focus is squarely on Glasgow at home. We secured a home semi, so we've got two massive matches coming up in the Pro 12. Hopefully we can get some momentum back, a bit of confidence back, and move on to bigger things there.